Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Are you or your company aware of DORA, NIS2 or the Data Act yet? They're all tough new strictures coming from the EU to protect against data leaks, fraud, cyber attacks, and they're coming into force soon. Starting with the EU-wide cybersecurity directive known as NIS2, which should have started today but won't. But what are they and what type of companies need to sit up and be ready? Michael Cronin is the Managing Director of the Kildare-based technology consultants Open Sky Data Systems. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe.
Can we start with NIS2? What is it?
Absolutely, yes. So as you rightly said, NIS2 was supposed to be brought into law this morning by the Irish government, but they're slightly delayed. But it will be coming in very soon, along with the Digital Operation Resilience Act as well, which is due in January. But just first on NIS2, which stands for the Network and Information Systems 2 Directive. So this applies really, broadly speaking, to the majority of medium and large-sized businesses.
Now, okay? What constitutes a medium-sized business?
So a medium-sized business would be anyone with 50 employees or 10 million in turnover. So
that's fairly small.
The bar is quite low.
Yeah.
So I know there's many smaller businesses than that, but the bar is quite low for that. So in terms of what businesses need to do, and NIS2 is all about expanding cybersecurity responsibilities for businesses, both in terms of their risk management, but also in terms of their response and how they respond to cybersecurity incidents. And there's two aspects of that. One is the cybersecurity controls themselves. So businesses must be aware and have in place strict cybersecurity measures and controls and authorizations, etc. But there's also the data governance measures as well, which I think businesses sometimes don't take enough cognizance of when they're preparing for not just compliance measures like this, but generally for the business themselves. What data governance talks about is understanding what data you have in your organization, number one. Mm-hmm. Understanding what's sensitive and not sensitive.
Okay. We know sensitive is obviously your email address and your bank details. What's regarded as not sensitive?
So we say there's personal data, which is your name, your contact, your date of birth, and so on and so forth. There's sensitive data, which could be things like your ethnic origin, could be health data that's about you and so on. And non-sensitive data, which probably wouldn't constitute a data breach usually, general data like transport data, forecast data, statistical data, or data that anonymizes personal identification out of it, right?
Or so, something that's already in the public domain.
Something that's already in the public domain. So, you know, as a company, for example, you might have a management team that's in the public domain, so that's not sensitive. But your other employees may well be sensitive, right? And if we think about the risks to business who don't have proper data governance in terms of NIS2 and DORA as well, if you just look, for example, at the PSNI data breach last year, that was not an external threat. That happened when a person within the PSNI uploaded 9,500 details of 9,500 staff within the PSNI, right, in response to an FOI request.
Yeah.
And now today there's 5,000 legal cases happening on foot of
that. That's going to be very expensive for them.
Very expensive on
the husbandry of the data. It was pretty embarrassing. Now, will it cost the smaller companies a lot of money because they have to have special IT departments at this? And who is the regulator? Who watches this?
So the competent authority in Ireland is the National Centre for Cybersecurity Control, the NCSC. They've been already assigned and they're well underway and prepared.
And are they part of the guards?
No, they're a government agency.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and they're the ones who are the competent authority in terms of monitoring companies. And also one of the aspects of NIS2, for example, which is brand new, is for a significant cybersecurity issue, you need to notify within 24 hours. Now, that's pretty strict.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you don't, what sort of sanction can you face?
The sanctions are pretty big. So for large organizations, could be 10 million, 2% of turnover. For medium-sized, 7 million or 1.4%. But on top of that, one other new area is personal liability for senior management.
Also, senior directors are on the hook.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's brand new in terms of compliance. So if you're a senior manager, maybe a member of a board, and you're not sure if your organization has proper cybersecurity or data governance, you need to make sure of that.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference between DORA, Digital Operational Resilience, and NIS2?
So DORA, in fact, is very specific to the financial industry.
Okay.
Right? And any suppliers who supply to that financial industry. It goes probably a little further than NIS2. It covers NIS2 in the main, but it goes further to talk about resilience of our ICT systems. What the EU is trying to do here is make sure financial industries across Europe are resilient when it comes to cybersecurity and other ICT issues. I mean, we know what happens when banks, when their IT systems go down.
Yeah.
They have a huge impact on people.
Yeah.
So DORA is specific to financial industry and a little bit broader in terms of the compliance requirements.
So if you're in financial services, that might include insurance companies as well. That's something to watch out for.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the AI Act won't just apply to giant technology companies, that quite a few medium-sized companies will need to watch it as well.
Exactly. And in some ways, the EU AI Act, it's a pretty scary thing right now. I suppose it's fair to say that, yes, it's in force in the EU since August,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to come into law in stages. The first stage of that is due actually only in March or February, March next year. And then the final stages will come through in August in 2026. Now, there will be some wrangling and back and forth, I'm sure, on an EU level on the EU AI Act, as there already is.
Mm-hmm.
But first and foremost, what's coming in February and March is they're going to prohibit the use of certain AI systems. Right. And what that means as an organization that might use an AI system, and that's the important thing.
Now, what is an AI system?
So an AI system is something that we'll use, for example, like a large language model or some sort of intelligence that will infer and maybe grow on the information that it already has.
Mm.
So people are very familiar with ChatGPT, for example.
Yeah.
That's an AI system.
Right.
And large language models are very useful for businesses. Okay. And when you put AI systems together with proper data governance, what you're doing for a business is creating competitive advantage.
Hmm.
Maybe if I use an example in Open Sky Data Systems, we ourselves deploy AI systems to companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the organizations we worked with relatively recently, it's a certification authority, and they use an AI system we built to automatically score their exams.
Hmm.
So whereas they once would use the person for that, now they've reduced that effort by 92% in terms of using
AI. To get a computer to do that.
Yes, exactly. Now, in terms of the EU AI Act, guess what? That's actually called a high-risk AI system.
Right.
Because it controls...
Because you're taking the human judgment out of it.
And it controls the access of someone to a certification. So...
Yeah. Brilliant, Michael. Thank you so much for coming in. That is Michael Cronin, the Managing Director with Open Sky Data Systems, based in Kildare.
Breakfast Business.
With Enterprise Ireland.
On News Talk.